Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1078. 5 Tips to Help Your Small Business Become a Raging Success by Barney Wistons with LenPenzo.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and welcome. This is where I read to you every single day from some of the very best work-related blogs you can find. And we're going to get into it now as we start optimizing your life. 5 Tips to Help Your Small Business Become a Raging Success by Barney Wistons with LenPenzo.com. More than once, while enviously eyeing a self-employed friend or neighbor, you've probably said to yourself, what skills have they got that I don't have? Like me, when visiting your local annual craft fair, you may have also caught yourself thinking, that's too easy, and I could do that, when looking at an imaginative craft or other creative item. We've already established in another post that you can find linked in this article that you don't need a college degree to succeed. So what's stopping you? Not all businesses take thousands of dollars to start up, and with a few hours a week and some creative thinking and ingenuity, even you might be able to work towards creating a self-employed life for yourself, all while still working your day job. If you're in debt up to your ears or even drowning in it, you might daydream on a fairly regular basis about the types of side businesses you would start to help pay off your debts faster, even if you've already qualified for federal student loan forgiveness programs or taken advantage of loan consolidation options. You may still be struggling to make ends meet on a monthly basis. According to the United States Census Bureau, the average net worth for a 35-year-old is only around $6,676, and most have only around $500 in their checking accounts, leaving little funds to invest or play around with. But don't let that hold you back. The trick is to think creatively and focus on utilizing your unique skills and experiences to create a brand for yourself, and the clients will follow. Here are a few additional tips for making sure that your hobby-turned-business is successful from the start. 1. Find your niche. When deciding what type of business to start, think about your personal passions and unique experiences. If you have years of experience in a particular industry, you may be able to offer business-to-business, B2B, consulting services, addressing a gap that you noticed while out working in the field. You may also be able to teach classes in line with one of your passions or hobbies. This makes the most of all the hours you've invested in learning specialized off-the-clock skills. Sit down and make a long list of your talents and capabilities, and then shortlist the best bets for a small business you can start in your spare time. 2. Register your business. Now that you have your niche picked out, officially register your business. No excuses. Legally registering your business, handling the basic paperwork, and even getting your account set up can all be completed in less than a day. So stop procrastinating. Even if you choose a goofy business name and need to change it later, a doing business as form will be an easy thing to complete. As Nike says, just do it. It will give you the momentum you need to keep moving forward. 3. Invest time in financial record keeping. Be sure to separate personal and business finances from the get-go so you get a good feel for your profits and losses early on. The worst thing you can do as a new startup is commingle funds. Even if you start selling some product or service on the side as a hobby, be sure to treat it as a business from the beginning to avoid frustrating complications later. Additionally, unless you are an Excel genius, nothing will get you off track faster than trying to use Excel to manage your finances. Invest time in proper accounting software, free or paid, and save yourself the headache. A few options include Wave, SoftBooks, Zoho Books, and the old standby, QuickBooks Online, as well. Investing in a boutique accountant is another way to ensure you are following applicable laws and bookkeeping properly. Boutique accountants specializing in small businesses can also help with planning, costing, and forecasting as well, almost like a freelance CFO. 4. Delegate. One of the best ways to scale your business quickly is to start delegating tasks early and often. The more that you put other people in charge of tasks you dislike or that are just not in your zone of genius, the more time you can spend on the parts you do enjoy, whether that be working with clients, seeking out new opportunities, or networking. And 5, marketing and trust building. Pay special attention to how you put your brand out there when you're first starting up. If you plan to do all your own marketing to start, be sure you read all you can about great copywriting, storytelling, and content marketing. Utilize social media networks to engage your potential clients and customers in conversations. Small business content marketers can also offer pro tips and advice, help you manage your social accounts, and even ghostwrite content for you, usually for much less than large marketing firms. Shop around to get the best deal, hand over the reins of your business marketing beast, and then watch them make elephants run. Starting a new business doesn't have to be a headache when you settle into a niche you passionately love. Get all the legalities completed and accounts set up, then make a plan to start delegating tasks you dislike. Focus on the parts of growing a business you can look forward to working at each and every day. You just listened to the post titled 5 Tips to Help Your Small Business Become a Raging Success by Barney Wistance with LenPenzo.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So I want to thank Barney for this post, which he, of course, wrote for Len Penzo's site. Barney Wistance is a passionate finance, heavy machinery, and lifestyle blogger who loves to write about prevailing trends. And as for Len, he writes about personal finance and macroeconomics on his personal finance blog, which has been twice honored as a Kiplinger Best Money blog and honored with 2 Plutus Awards for Best Personal Finance Blog. Len's personal finance articles have also been featured in the New York Times, MSN, Business Insider, Money, Time, Forbes, The Huffington Post, Yahoo Finance, CBS Money Watch, and Clark Howard, just to name a few. Len's focus is on the importance of personal responsibility, not only for our personal finances, but also for everything else we do in life. So for more from Len, you can come by LenPenzo.com. But that's going to do it for this post and for me here today. I thank you so much for being here, as always. It is listeners like you who really help to keep this show going. So please come on back tomorrow where I'm going to have another post and where your optimal life awaits.